Welcome to the conference call of ILLOMEO SE for the financials 2017. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. Boyer.
Good morning, everybody. I'm here in the room together with Bernd Fischer, our group CFO, and I would like to guide you through our investor presentation for the financial year of 2017. In the beginning, I would like to give you a quick summary. After the summary, I will summarize quickly the steps that we have taken in order to turn around the company in 2017. I will then hand over to Bernd Fischer, who's going to present to you the financials of 2017 and the outlook for 2018. In total, we would like to highlight five steps that we have taken in 2017 in order to turn the business around. The most important and also the most strenuous point was the closure of the operations we've had in the United Kingdom. We have reported now over 2 years the operational issues that we have had in the United Kingdom, starting from the moving of the operations from Leamington Spa to Birmingham, following by a sharp decline of the British pound against the Thai baht after the Brexit decision. We have faced serious issues in the United Kingdom to maintain profitability and actually have sustained quite significant losses. And in the fourth quarter of 2017, we have closed the operations, as we do not see a possible perspective for future profitability in the United Kingdom. For the remaining operations throughout 2017, we have continued to introduce branded collections for our products in order to be able to raise our gross margins, and that has been a very successful project. We have launched a business-to-business unit that is selling products mostly in the United States in order to compensate for our capacity utilization in the factory in Thailand following the decision to close our operations in the United Kingdom. We have furthermore reduced and continued to reduce our operating cost also in the existing business, so outside of the United Kingdom, in order to have a more streamlined operational base. And then we have continued to invest heavily into our e-commerce and mobile commerce business. In total, I am happy to report that we have put ILLOMEO back on track after two very disappointing years in 2015 and 2016. To the end of 2017, we have returned the group to profitability. As shown on this graph, the years since the launch of our business, in order to reiterate the fact that this is not a reaching of break-even or reaching of profitability, that's a return to profitability, because as you can see, in the years 2009 to 2014, the company has been already quite profitable for quite some time. So to give a quick summary of what we have done in the United Kingdom, what we've basically done is we have closed all live television operations in the UK. And we have made all of the respective people redundant that have been involved in the operation of our television channel. And in the first quarter of 2018, we have also started the disposal of all of the remaining assets that were associated with this business. And we assume that this disposal of assets will be completed during the first half year of 2018. All webshop activities under RocksandCo.com have been backwards integrated into our German operations and are now fully managed from our German webshop team, which means that we hope to be able to retain the e-commerce business in the UK so that at least we'll be able to continue to service some of the customers that we have been servicing in the United Kingdom. In Continental Europe, so mostly France, Germany, and Italy, where our strong countries in Europe are, we continue to struggle with the exchange rate between the euro and the Thai baht. The situation has stabilized, as you can see in the graph, but it is still a challenging situation. And in order to manage the situation better, as we have said also throughout 2017, we have introduced a number of branded collections that have helped us to raise the margins in this business. I've shown you kind of the development of these collections and also the sequence of launching these collections in our network. Basically, we have started in 2016 with the Lance Fischer collection. Then in November 2016, we've launched the Basic collection. In January 2017, we have relaunched our Armani collection. Then in March 2017, Cavell, continued by Malloy Gems, and the Monozono collection, which will be launched in April this year, and later in May this year, we will launch another high-value collection, which is called De Melo, which has been produced by our own in-house designer, Pedro De Melo. These collections have been successfully launched, and we have continuously increased also the share of broadcasting time that we have attributed to these collections. So you can see that in January 2017, only 5% of our total broadcasting time was attributed to these collections, while in December 2017, we were already at 60%. And to the right, you see the key performance indicator for these collections, which is the group margin per minute that we can generate with these products. Internally, we call this also the PPM, the profit per minute, which is the group gross margin that we can achieve by presenting this on air and also in our bidding agents and in our mobile phone apps per minute that we attribute to these products. And you can see that the move to move the company stronger in the direction of these collections was quite successful because we generate a much higher margin by presenting these products per minute than we attribute this with the legacy interview product that we have been showing in the years before. That is something that we will continue in 2018, and in 2018, our focus will be even more towards optimizing the airtime that we attribute to these various collections because we still see pretty significant room for improvement for kind of the airtime we attribute to each of these collections and kind of find a proper balance to further increase margins. We're happy to report that all throughout this change and all throughout the time during which we have launched these collections, which have been launched also with the intent to raise our prices step by step in order to be able to return to proper profitability, our customers have been very loyal and have continued to shop with us. You can see that in Germany, we've been able to increase the revenue per customer to an all-time high of 818 euros. Also in Italy, we are back on track, raising our revenue per customers to 617 euros. There's still a little bit of a gap to be closed to the German business, but it's developing nicely. Active customers in Germany have been at an all-time high. In Italy, in 2018, we will very heavily focus on reactivating some of our old customers and also focus on acquiring new customers because, as you can see, the number has been declining a little bit, and that is something that we will have a very strong focus on in 2018 to continue to grow profitably also in Italy. As I said in the beginning, from 2016 to 2017, we have had a very strong focus on reducing our operating expenses. As you can see, we have in the continued operations, so these are the operations without the United Kingdom, reduced our broadcasting and channel rental costs quite significantly, and we've also reduced the personnel expenses that we have in our company, both for selling expenses but also for administration. At the same time, in order not to sacrifice cost reductions for further growth potential in the future, we have continued to increase our marketing expenses, in particular in order to drive our e-commerce business. So this is why you can see that we have continued to invest here. So this is to emphasize that we have explicitly not sacrificed future growth for present profitability, but that we have continued to invest into our future growth possibilities in order to maintain that path in 2018 and onwards. The B2B business, just real quickly, you see kind of the development in million euros. We have increased the total revenue that we have generated in 2017 by 1 million euro to a 4.5 million euro B2B business. That is now a strategic business that kind of will help us in order to continue to have a proper fixed cost regression in our factory in Thailand. And throughout the first quarter of 2018, this business has continued to develop nicely. So we expect that we will also see a positive growth in the year 2018 for this business. As I have said, in the cost development, on the cost development slide, in 2017, we have explicitly continued to invest heavily into our e-commerce business in order to continue the rapid development in this area, and also in order to continue helping the company to transform from a teleshopping business, which it was essentially in 2008 and 2009, into a proper omni e-commerce retailer in the year 2017 and 2018. I'm in particular very proud and very happy for our mobile team, which you can see on the top has developed from the first quarter of 2017, where it was generating in the area of a couple of hundred thousand euros in revenues per quarter, to a business that is now contributing very significantly to the profitability of the overall group, with at the same time much lower marketing cost than, for example, our classic television shopping business. Also, our bidding agents have developed very nicely, and the classic web shop. So kind of in total, you can see that in our key mobile and e-commerce distribution channels, we see very nice growth, and we see that also continuing. This slide here is, by the way, for the German e-commerce business only, because this shows you kind of the long-term potential that we will see also in other markets, because the German market is the by far most development market that we have at the moment. But also in the other markets, we have been growing nicely, and you can see kind of that both in our web shop that has been growing steadily above faster than the market, but also in our online bidding and mobile phone apps, where you can see a total growth rate of more than 50%, that we have outgrown the market in Europe in this area quite dramatically. I would now like to hand over to Bernd Fischer, who is going to present to you the financials and the outlook for 2018.
Well, a very good morning also from my side. So just start with a summary. With the very strong growth that we realized in Germany of 20% in 2017 versus the prior year, which is for our mature market in Germany quite a significant number. Italy, after a couple of years of declining revenues, is now on a stable, stabilized basis, and with a little bit of up and down, shows for the last three quarters in 2017, nevertheless, a slight positive development of 6%. As mentioned already, probably the most important issue for the development of our profitability, the closing of the business in the United Kingdom, which helped to increase also the results for 2017, which I will refer to later. And B2B business, as mentioned, with a strong growth compared to prior year, and also in opposite to the previous years, we see a growth in revenues also for the TV part and not only for the e-commerce part. The gross profit margin for 2017 slightly below 2016, And in total, we see a positive EBITDA from just €10,000, which is also driven by FX gains of almost €600,000. Also in the opposite of the previous years, where we faced, due to the development of the euro against Thai baht and the British pound against Thai baht, foreign exchange losses. A quick overview on the revenues that in total grew by 15%. Also the gross profit has grown by 12%. And of course the total segment EBITDA is for 2017 basically zero. The numbers we are looking at are the numbers for the continuing operations of our business. So for the our financial statements, we considered the United Kingdom, the business in the United Kingdom, as being a discontinued operations. So when you look at our P&L and also at the balance sheet, you see the operations subtracted by the closed operations in the United Kingdom. The revenue split per region, of course, without the United Kingdom, we see the 50% overall with a 20% for Germany and a 50% for the other countries, which also includes the other countries like the US. And also the growth rates for the fourth quarter of 2017. Again, Germany with a very strong growth, and also for the other countries. When we look at the group segment reporting for the continuing operations, in particular the sales division Germany and Italy compared to prior year, this is quite significant improvement, which was very much driven by cost savings also for Italy and Germany, but of course also by the strong increase of revenues and margins, especially in Germany. The sales division others, which now does not include anymore the business section in from the United Kingdom, is now clearly positive. This is very much driven by the B2B business, which the core of it is happening in the US market, which has now a contribution of €500,000 per year in total segment EBITDA. May I jump before we come to the outlook, which is supposed to come right now, just quickly to the overall P&L. To give you just a quick hint on the impact of the consideration of IFRS 5 discontinued operations. So the P&L you're looking at, of course, shows now a lower level of revenues, as the revenues from the United from the business in the United Kingdom is subtracted. The same happens to the overall expenses, like selling expenses and administrative expenses. However, we treated the continuing operations in a way that all costs that remain within the group are still shown here, despite the fact that maybe in the previous statements we have allocated overhead costs also to the business section of the United Kingdom. The same is for the consolidated statement of financial positions. If you look at the assets, in particular, for example, on the inventories, you will realize by comparing to the previous years that all the assets that remain to the group are still shown as continuing operations. Fortunately, the assets that have been allocated to the United Kingdom before can be still used for group purposes. Of course, inventories, that is quite clear, but also technical equipment can be still used for the group development in future times. So that is why you will see in the consolidated statement of financial positions no big deviations to the previous years, in opposite to the P&L. So the outlook for 2018 is, to sum it up, of course, very much driven by the decision of closing the business in the United Kingdom. So that we expect on a steady basis an improvement of results throughout the year. We expect modest growth for the existing market, and most important, a low single-digit million total segment EBITDA for 2018 as a group. The B2B business, we expect to further develop in 2018, especially in the U.S. market. And, of course, as in the past years, the number one focus is to improve the group's profitability while at the same time, of course, maintaining liquidity. So this was the presentation for the financials 2017. And now I would like to hand over to our operator for any questions from your side. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. The operator will announce your name when it's your turn to ask a question. In case you wish to cancel your question, please press star 2. For questions, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. I repeat, for questions, please star 1 on your touchtone telephone. There are no questions.
Okay, in that case, I thank you very much for your attention. We take this as a compliment with regards to the comprehensive explanations that we have given, and we'll try to maintain that standard in the future.
Thank you very much. And goodbye.
We want to thank all participants of this conference. Goodbye.